Date 4, Dwelling Place, Psalm 91, 9-16. Opening Prayer, the Prayer of Abandonment. I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence, for you are my Father. In Christ's name, amen. Scripture reading, Psalm 91, verses 9-16, ESV. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, 9-16, the Message. Yes, because God your refuge, the high God, your very own home, evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. Closing prayer. Follow me or follow me, by Allison Kane. Follow me. The exclamation point demands attention. Seems to speak up over a selfish heart, busy mind, disconnected spirit, and stubborn child. When my heart loses focus and my bearings are off course, must you exclaim loudly as a loving reminder, follow me? When my once attuned heart that brought us close has diverged from your path and our time feels more like oil and water floating alongside but never mingling without foreshaking. When my locally crafted walls dampen your presence and truth, when your mysterious promises read more like fiction than fact, please proclaim, follow me, and add more exclamation points if needed. But follow me. When you are close, when my heart is aligned with yours and we are like sticky Velcro, when my insides are modest and humble, when I'm open and aware of subtle nudges from your eternal force, when you are close, it seems you only need say, follow me, period, gently and quietly spoken. I hear you when my spirit is nurtured and supported through your living word. Your undeniable presence engulfs me like a quiet breeze on a warm day and instantly makes me stand taller, embracing the extraordinary gift of your elegant love. So what's it going to be? Father, may you always be so close that you only need a period to reach me. I pray the only exclamation points needed are those of celebration and thankfulness for moments of an obedient heart. May my locally crafted walls only dampen the noise of the world and never your gentle voice. Amen.